Welcome back to another Philo podcast. This is Andrea.
My name is Ryan.
And today we have our very first guest on the Philo podcast. We're so, so excited because it is my father.
Hey, hi. How is everybody doing?
I love how he waved at the phone.
He waved at you guys.
Like, you guys can actually see me.
So today we're finally doing that one topic we've been wanting to do. It is...
college!
So we want to talk all about college, all about our college experiences, if we believe in college, if we don't believe in college. Is college worth it?
Is college what you expect it to be?
So first off, we want to start off with what our college experiences, what level of college we have. So, Brian, you can go first, I guess.
Well, I have my bachelor's degree. I graduated from FAU. And it's in multimedia studies with a focus on film, and I minor in leadership studies
with Andrea. I also have the same exact degree as him.
And the same minor.
I went to FAU, but I went to FAU for 4 years. Ryan actually went to college for 5 years.
I was a super senior, y'all.
And Dad, what did you do?
So I went to college for 2 years, got an almost an associate's, and then I left college because I actually started working in what I was studying for in college. So I took the chance. I'm like, well, you know, why am I going to continue to pay for expensive college when I'm actually could have the potential to work in the field that I'm studying for and actually learn as I, you know, as I work, the actual in the field experience. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And this is something that we actually talk about a lot off podcasts, you could say. We actually have this conversation a lot in real life. So I was like, you know what, why don't we have this conversation on a podcast, because it's pretty interesting, and a lot of people I know are at the age of thinking about going to college, or is it worth it? And we also have a lot of friends who also don't believe in college at all and do like trademark and
small business,
build their own businesses and stuff like that. So I think it's super interesting. So I guess let's start off with, what do you think? Is college worth it?
I'm gonna say I think so, from my perspective at least, because I now have a full-time job because of my college degree that I absolutely love as a social media specialist, and that's exactly what I wanted to do when I got out of college. It definitely did take some time, and I think we already talked about this in another podcast of how it took that time and it took that effort to really find something. It wasn't like, oh, I just got out of college and I have a full-time job. But, hey, it's here, I'm doing it, and I'm having a great time doing it, even during these hard times.
So you're saying if you didn't have a college degree, you wouldn't be able to get a full-time job?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I wouldn't have the job that I have now.
But why?
With my company. Why? Because a lot of companies look for these degrees and such. Honestly, I mean, with you, I don't think you would be able to do what you were doing before if you didn't have a degree as well, though. You know? So I think since you got a degree and I got a degree that we got into these things.
So what do you think, Dad?
I disagree on the degree.
Completely.
Touché.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where, like, look, I mean, you know, like with you guys, for example, I never pushed you either way. I never said, you got to go to college.
Yeah, right? This is something that I actually said a lot. I was like...
Or, you know, I never said, don't, you know, or you got to go to college, don't go to college. I pretty much left it up to you to decide what you think is best for you. And the only reason why I did that is because, one, not everybody's cut out for college.
It's true.
That's the reality.
It's very true.
You know? And so you're going to pay so much money, and then you're going to fail at it, and now you're going to feel like a freaking failure.
Yep.
And be like, oh my God, I suck at everything I do, when that's not true. It's just not for you, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And...
I think it's interesting because, like you said, like, hey, like, you guys don't have to go to college. My parents were kind of opposite, like, no, you have to go to college. You know, so me growing up and everything, like, yeah, my dad went to college, my mom went to medical school and medical college, you know.
She went to trade school.
Well, yeah, and my dad went to college. It took him 6 years to get an associate's degree, but he went to college type thing. When I was very little, you know, and I was living with my mom and dad.
I agree with my dad.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Being in college, like being in certain classes, you see those people who like are forced and like breaded into college. Like, you know, there's those kids who their parents went to the same school as them. Like their big brothers went to the same school. It's all like they're breeded into college.
It's a college tradition.
Yeah.
Like even with, like, sororities and stuff, like, if you go about that, you know?
Like, and I always talked about how my father always was, like, the opposite of me. Like, oh, my dad kind of actually doesn't really want me to be in college. He's always kind of, you've always been a little salty, I guess. Like, why are you wasting this time and money? But you always supported it at the same time, which I appreciate it because, I don't know. I guess as a female in this time, like, I just always, like, wanted that bachelor's degree, just so I, like, said I have this education. And going towards, like, college, I know it's not, like, completely worth it to some people, but at the same time, I do see a little bit of value when it comes to networking and when it comes to meeting people and exploring.
I agree.
Even if
that,
you go to college for, like, 1 year,
just to see
and meet people, go to all these clubs and everything, because you never know, you might meet, like, a business partner or something.
I actually like that idea, you know, what you just said about even going for 1 year, because you don't, as a young person, you do want to have at least something of a college experience, which would be nice, because then you know if it's for you or not. But it's one of those things, like, well, okay, so are you going to college for, like, the party aspect of things or whatever, or are you actually going there to learn what you think you want to do in life at that moment? And mind you, at 18 years old, nobody knows what the F they want to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, and 2-3 years into college, all of a sudden you're like, I don't really want to do that. Now what?
All the time. It happens to everybody.
It happened to us.
I
think it's like literally 80%. There's like a certain statistic.
Yeah, I don't know what the statistic is.
It's like 80% of people who go to college change their major.
Big. All the time.
Is something that we talk about a lot, is like, when you first start off in college, first off, AP, don't do it. Don't do it in high school. Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Luckily, I didn't waste my time with AP. You kind of did.
I kind of wasted my time. But it's okay. If you're a high school student watching this or listening to this, because it's a podcast, do dual enrollment. That is more worth it. That is free college, and you'll be saving money. But also, on the other side, I think, take so many electives, like, do as many electives as you can in different fields, because I think that will help you
understand what you
dip your toes into different things.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Because, like, when I went to college, I was going for entrepreneurship. I had no entrepreneurship, like, experience, you know? Marketing, not entrepreneurship, but same thing. But I had no, like, marketing experience. I was in the visual arts part of my high school. I wasn't in, like, the business, but there wasn't even a business part of my high school, but there are some that have that, so that's pretty fortunate. So if your high school does have a business part, I suggest doing that. And for college, we were watching this thing with Cardi B on it quickly, and she said, hey, like, if you're in college, take a business class, because, like, you never know.
Okay,
like,
but actually, I kind of disagree with that.
What? Don't take a business class?
She's saying, okay, take a business class, but that business class is going to cost you thousands of dollars for that one class, right?
Well,
you can buy a book for $15 and get the same amount of education as a freaking college class. Which college class is not only thousands of dollars, but all the time you're investing to get to school.
So going off of that, when we took our intro to business class, what did you think about that? Could you learn that all from a book, like you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly why I changed my major.
Well, that is true. No, that's true. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So, Dad, you went to college in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So, do you think it was as important to have a degree to have a job than it is now?
I think that, you know, back in 90, we're talking like 94. So, in 94, I mean, everything back then, everybody was pushing college. So, you know, and in high school, actually, you went two different routes. You either went the trade route, which is, you know, the plumber, electrician, you know, that route, the you know, the shop, automotive, that, or you went the college route.
It's literally the game of life.
Yeah, so you literally
when you start out,
literally when you go to literally when you went to high school,
or you go straight up.
Yeah, no, when you go to high school, like, your all your classes and everything was okay. I'm going to go to college, so I'm going to take this route and go these classes. And then if you went to the trade route, then you took the, you know, like, shop class and automotive or whatever, and
that's
things like that.
And,
you know?
And that's the thing. A lot of high schools don't offer that stuff anymore. You have to find
specialized
high schools.
And I think, in my opinion, it's one of the biggest mistakes, because high schools, heck, I mean, elementary school, I was learning shop class.
Wow.
I was doing birdhouses and woodworking and, you know, things like that. I was learning different little trades in middle school or, like, elementary school.
But it's crazy because even TV shows show these things. Like, I remember being so excited for, like, high school and, like, doing shop, like, woodwork and all that stuff. I don't even think that was offered at our high school.
No, it was. It was. But it wasn't, like, a huge thing. Like, I guess it wasn't very advertised, per se. It was just there, you know?
But I'm saying also, like, there needs to be certain classes that teach you valuable life lessons, and there's not.
Actually, I think it wasn't a shop class. It was, like, the theater, like, building class. Like, for the theater, for the productions and stuff.
But I'm saying, like, okay, so going back to college, we went to a public community, or not community, a public university.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to a private one.
Yep.
So there's a difference between public and private. Private is obviously a crap ton more money.
Yeah.
And public is obviously cheaper. So in public college, there's a certain standard for classes. So you have to take these electives, you have to take these prerequisites, you have to do these things. All of it is complete bullshit because you have to take a certain history class or art class, and our degree was nowhere, it doesn't involve any of that. Like, why do I have to take life science to have a degree in?
See, the way I personally, the way I look at college is, like, to me,
it's all a business.
It's a freaking business, and it's a brand. Yeah. You look at it, it's like buying a brand. Because if you're going to Harvard, oh, you're buying a Gucci, you know? Oh. But if you're going to public college or whatever, like, oh my God, that's a Walmart version
of college. If you're going to, like, Full Sail, you're looking just to spend all your money.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And it's all a business. Yeah. So do you get a better education? I don't think so, you know? You just, it's like anything else. You're going to learn what they need you to learn, and then you graduate. And now when you get to your actual career, you're gonna do shit that you're like, wait, I didn't learn this. What am I doing here? You know, it's like you're starting again. And so it's, I don't know. I guess I'm like somewhat anti-college, but, you know, because I just think that, you know, you can do so much more without going to college and wasting that time and money more than anything. And it's, you know, look, if you're starting to be a doctor, an attorney,
Absolutely,
because those years and years and years of schooling you're going to have to take to get that.
And if you
want to
be a teacher, obviously you have to go to college.
Absolutely.
Too.
That's another, you know, go ahead.
But if you're going to college for, like, general studies or
even business, again, business marketing. Like, I honestly, like, you know, even though you got your degree, I absolutely believe that you could have gotten that same job without the degree.
I think so.
Because you are proving yourself day in and day out on social media or marketing in general, and you have the numbers to show, like, your success in promoting these businesses or promoting whatever it is you're doing, of course any company's going to hire you because they want that. They want those skills that you have. Mm-hmm. You didn't learn it in school, but you learned it in real life. That's learned it, like, you know, actually doing the work. And, like, for some reason, hey, you're better at it. You're picking up on it better than anybody else. So, of course, I'm going to hire you as an employer. I want to hire you.
I think going, like, as the employer, too, though, they do have, like, those standards of, like, oh, hey, like, this person doesn't have a degree, but this person does have a degree, you know? So it's, like, they may be able to, like, differentiate between that. Like, I don't know how my employer is, obviously. Yeah. But going, a lot of employers and people that you hear of, they want that degree. So, but I completely get what you're saying. Like,
I also feel like that is how we're trained as human beings.
Yeah.
So think that, like, you will be nothing without college. Like, that's one of those
checklist things that we're talking about. Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's one of those things. And I'm just, like, going back to the first thing, I'm a perfectionist. So I have to have everything kind of, like, down the line. Everything needs to be checked off kind of thing. So, of course, being breeded into having a college degree was, of course, something that I needed to check off, like, mentally, physically, like, have done.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things, like, you know, when I was in college, you know, back then, so I wanted to work in TV and production. So, of course, back then you needed a degree to be in TV and production, to learn radio and TV and things like that, you know. But at the same time, in high school, I was already learning everything I learned in college. Like, literally, like, I learned everything in high school about TV and production because luckily my high school actually had an audiovisual TV production. So we were doing our own thing. So when I went to college, I was like, what am I doing here? Like, I'm learning the same thing I learned in high school, but I'm paying more for it.
To be honest, that's how it was for visual arts, because I went to high school for visual arts and I was in there 4 years. I learned Photoshop, Illustrator, editing, you know, software, all this stuff. Then you get to college and all these college kids that were in our classes had no idea how to use any of it. And it was from the beginning. He's like, I don't need to take this class, but I couldn't skip this class because it was right. like, you know,
have to have that
you had to have that prerequisite. Mm-hmm. So right. you had to pay that $3,000 or $2,000.
That's right.
Or
well, you
got to
pay us for that credit.
And it's not like, so it's funny because in high school they always said, oh, once you get to college, you don't have to go to the classes. No one's going to hold you like accountable or anything.
That's also
so even
not
if you
right.
knew everything, you had to go to the class because
a lot
they're
of times,
liars.
Yeah, a lot
if
of times
you missed one
you
class,
yeah.
sometimes you could fail the whole semester because mm-hmm. it drops your grade that much. Mm-hmm. Which to me is complete BS too. Going back,
you're
because most college students, yeah, exactly. You're paying for the class, so you should be able to go whenever you want. Because one, some people need to work, or two, people have kids and families. We've had a lot of people who are 40, 50, like 50 years old, which we'll go back to in a minute.
In
going
our
to
classes.
College, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
So and going back, I guess because this just came up to my mind. Going back to like, if you need a college degree to be able to get paid money. So we actually had a 50, how old is he, 55?
I don't know, yeah.
I think older. He was like 55. He was a priest, but now he has a business job, and his job told him that the only way he can get a raise is if he gets a...
If he gets a, to get a promotion, he had to
get
degree.
A degree.
So he had to get his associate, so he had to take all these classes and stuff, and it's like, wait, what, really?
So
he's
in
like,
order
yeah.
to get a
like, in order to
raise,
move up your ladder, you had to take
which
college
to me,
classes.
I'm like, okay, wait, I don't know if I would do it.
I don't know if I'd do it either,
because
honestly...
Because if you think about it, if his job is paying for it, then yeah, I would do it.
No, I mean,
but
the job
like,
is paying for it, though. It's
oh, okay,
an
so
audit.
Then I guess I would do it. But, like, if you had to pay it out of pocket, like, all that money
no,
and time and...
No, I don't think it's out of pocket. I always think it's all their job. Because when I was at Palm Beach State, I had somebody in SLS that had the same thing. They had... SLS is, like, that intro to, like, college class. And you had to take it when you went to Palm Beach State. So I did. So I had a guy that literally had like the same thing, but he worked, I forget what he did, but you know, he had, in order to get that raise or to go up that ladder, you had to take that class or had to take those classes and get that degree. So it's interesting, you know, how it changed over time. It's like, oh, I didn't go to college to get my degree, but all of a sudden I'm in my job field and everything. Oh, I have to get a degree now in order to get a raise. You know, I think that's weird. Well, what's your view on that, Julio?
About, like, so getting a degree for a raise?
Yeah.
I think it's total bullshit.
Yeah.
I do. And I think any company that does that, it's nonsense because, you know, okay, so what am I going to do that's different that I'm doing with the degree than without the degree? Like, okay, am I learning some new skills and then am I doing something else? So if I'm a customer service rep and you tell me, hey, you know what? If you go and get your associate's degree, you're going to get another extra dollar or $2 more than your salary, you know, because of that. And then what? I'm still going to be a customer service rep? Like, what does that
yeah.
do? What value does that add to me, to my life? Just for an extra dollar or two? Like, come on.
And
you,
I mean,
you know,
honestly...
I don't know. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, that's a whole other issue. I mean, I think the way, you know, we as you know, students and kids and parents, how we're raising everybody, you know, I think that's just a whole other issue because I believe, like, we should let our kids experience different things, different types of businesses. Like, even when they're little, like, open their minds to different things.
And that's exactly something that Ryan and I were talking about today that we actually said that we were going to do with our kid. Is rather than buy them their first car, we're actually going to do a business fund. So we're going to save from $10,000 to $20,000. And once they turn 16, we'll give them $10,000 to $20,000 and say, here you go. So this is so you can start your own business.
And that's amazing. I think that's a great idea.
You know, because with that money, they can start a business and hopefully, God willing, get enough money to buy their first car or something.
I'll never forget.
I think that is more valuable and more like, 100%. Wow, like,
yeah.
Wow, like this is something that's going to be under my 100%. Name. Help my child, you know, get an LLC and like start everything young.
100%.
Because it's like once you graduate college, It's and this happens with everybody. You don't literally graduate with a job, like, unless you go to a private school and they, like,
maybe,
have them set
maybe,
up.
But that's not even guaranteed then. Because remember, we tried out, we went to DMAC to try to get, you know, and see the feel, and I almost went there. I was very close to going there, but it was really expensive and stuff, but I really wanted to go there, you know, for graphic design. And then it was like, oh, hey, well, you can get a job out of this. And then, but then that's what they say to you. But then you go and look at the reviews and stuff. It's like, oh, I didn't get a job. Or, oh, I had a job lined up and then it failed. Or, oh, you know, after the fifth time trying to get a job, they just drop me. So you don't know, like, things like that.
A very, very rare case of getting a job straight out of college. Absolutely. Like, that does not happen.
It was even before out of college, huh?
I literally, like, am so blessed, but I was very persistent. I'm a very persistent type of person. Like, if I want something, I'm going to get it. So I started applying for jobs 4 months before I graduated because I knew people graduate. And the thing is, one, everybody graduates around the same time. So that means everybody's going to start applying for the same jobs that you want in the same degree at the same time you are. Because, of course, that's when everybody's going to start applying. Yeah. Two, it's just you don't graduate and automatically have a job. When you walk across that stage, your whole life flashes behind your eyes. Some people have to move back with their families. Some people have to go back to the way their old life is and go back to seeing people that they haven't seen in 4 years.
Yeah, like, and guess what? And now you're like $40,000, $60,000, $80,000, $200,000 in debt.
Yeah.
Because of all the college classes that you just took, you know. Yeah. And now you're like, okay, now what? Now I have to pay for these classes, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, they say it's good debt, but it is still debt.
You know? Well, and then you have those people who are, like, because perfect example, you know, we have people in the family who decided, oh, I want to do clothing design. I want to be a clothing design, whatever. Okay, so they went to the art school. They went there for a couple months and then decided, I don't know if I like this anymore, and then left. But guess what? You're still on the hook for $10,000 for that first semester. You decided that, you know, you wanted to test it out. Yep. It's not like the school says, oh, she only came to school for 6 months, so here's your money back.
Yeah.
No, the government already paid them. You know, so now you're on the hook for all that, for that money, you know, and it's just like, why? Because people are indecisive, and that's just it. Like, that's why I honestly, it's like, you got to be really sure about why you're going to college, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's something, too, is it's not normal to do a gap year. It's not normal to do 5 years, you know? It's not easy for people, and I think it's because we live in such a judgmental world. It's not easy for people to take that gap year and say, no, you know what? I'm going to go travel the world. I'm going to start my own business. And then, you know what? I can go back to college later on in line. But it's weird for people. It's weird to be like, you know, I'm going to wait 5 years and then go back to school. Like, it's not a normal thing. And I think that's why people feel forced to go to college.
Yeah. No, I
but then there are also people who are almost embarrassed that they dropped out of college. And like you said, college is not for everybody. I mean, look at my brothers. They're not going to college. Does that make you feel a certain way?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I think, you know, look, you're young. If you decide, like, you know what? Maybe I do need to go back to college. You can go back to college. Yeah. You're still young. Yeah. That's the reality. There's no, you know, you can go at any point that you decide, maybe I should go back or maybe I should go. You know, I tried these things. This isn't working out for me. Maybe let me go back to college or go to college and figure something out there. You have that option because you're young, you know. But it's one of those things where, like, look, when you guys were little, you know, just like your brothers and you, you know, I always, like with your brothers, for example, when they were in elementary school, I'm like, hey, guys, why don't you guys buy these Apple chargers or these phone chargers, you know, that light up and whatever, and sell them for $5 each, you know, when you're in school.
Middle school, yeah.
Yeah. I was, and they started doing that. And they, you know, they started getting into this whole, like, oh, wow, we can make this money. Okay, great. Like with you, you know, for example, like I started putting you in like these business courses when you go to wait to the college for like a weekend or whatever it is, you know, so you can get like that an entrepreneurial business mindset of like, oh, okay, this is great, like starting businesses or whatever. Like, I always wanted you guys to do something other than just like, oh, okay, no, we got to go to school, you know. Like, yes, school is important, no doubt, but you know, once you turn 18 and once you get out of high school, you're on your own. That's the reality.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Well, and that's something that I literally want. Like, I just, like, if I could go back in time, I would go to college only for the experience that I had. The experience of being in a sorority, the experience of the people that I met, like, that is the only reason why I would go back to college. Like, I had a blast, even though I didn't go to parties, I didn't go to anything, but I had so much fun just in the type of classes that we had. We had, like, facilitation classes.
I want to say that's literally the only reason I like college, because of those leadership classes.
Yeah.
We took that leadership minor and did those things where it was, you opened your mind to so much more than just, like, you know, being
those
there.
Main classes where it's all about being a leader, being in front of people and presenting something that may not, people might not agree with, or you're teaching something new, but we had to basically be leaders and almost like teachers. Like we had to come in with a plan, with events and activities, and these activities had to teach like mind blowing. Like
shout out to Katie Burke.
Yeah, they were honestly amazing, and all of them are the reason why I joined the sorority and everything. They really took me under their wing, and they gave me my first internship, which led me to my first job and everything.
Leadership, yeah.
So yeah, but going back, I literally would only had gone to college for the experience. I did not learn anything valuable.
Nah.
Anything. Even we got our degrees in video. I did not learn anything.
Yeah.
From video.
I didn't learn anything.
Everything that we could have learned in those classes for editing and everything like that, we could have learned on YouTube.
YouTube, 100%.
We had to take two classes that were exactly the same class, same teacher and everything, twice. And we didn't learn anything new.
And that's where I say, like, you know, if you decide, like, look, college, I'm going to postpone or whatever. What is it that you can't learn on YouTube or on the internet right now?
Anything. Or from books or classes.
Anything you want to learn about, anything you want to do. There's so many people doing it and they can, you know, offering their own courses, let's say.
I was going to say, there's professionals that offer their own classes now.
Yeah, to avoid mistakes and things like that. You know, it's crazy. But I think invest in that and better and then try that, you know.
It's cheaper.
And that's what blows my mind. And I mean, you know what? Shout out to these people if they have the money to do it. But there's people who literally go to college, get a 4-year degree, and then get a license, like a real estate license or like something completely that they didn't have to go to college. So they basically wasted 4 years before they started doing what they were doing. Because to me, those types of businesses, it takes time to grow a clientele. It takes time to get your name out there. So
And now 4 years of debt, and now you have a plus whatever else you got to learn.
Yeah, for
and,
something know. That you could have only spent $500 to $1,000 on.
Yeah,
right.
I agree. No, what I was saying is these like professionals, and you think their classes might be expensive, but they're like $200 to $300. But it's like it's worth it. You know, classes in college that you learn nothing over a whole entire semester are $3,000. You know, it's 10 times the amount for something you don't learn.
Like, why am I writing a 5-page fairy tale story?
Yeah,
for something that. For a video production thing. Like
Hashtag script writing.
Okay, script writing I loved. The teacher hated Ryan. Yep. Mm-hmm. She literally failed him on something that everybody loved. Like, we all had to, like, vote on our scripts. Yeah. And everybody's like, oh my god, Ryan, I love it. But she hated it. And she failed Ryan on it.
I don't even remember what it was about, but you had to write, like, a whole script for, like, a movie.
She just, like, didn't get his idea at all. And everybody, like, all the nerds in the class were like, I love this!
She's old, man. I mean, yeah.
It's okay. I also, this is another thing that is a complete waste about college. The fact that you have to have a C or higher, like C plus or higher, in order to pass. And if you don't, you have to retake the class in order to graduate.
Two times. And if it's that third time, you have to pay triple the amount. Yeah. Absolutely BS.
I don't get why grades matter that much.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, right? So, as an employer, if you tell me that you graduated from FAU or whatever college you want to name, and then, you know, am I going to go and look at your grades from your college?
No.
Your GPA or whatever? No. Uh-huh. You say, okay, you graduated. You show me your diploma.
Correct.
That's all that freaking matters.
No, I remember
that's
learning
what I was
that in high
literally
school.
Thinking in, like, the other day I was, like, driving. I was like, out of all the jobs that I've had, none of them have asked me to bring in my bachelor's degree.
None of them.
Hey, so what was your GPA? Or, hey, can you tell me a little bit about your college experience? No, it's always like, so tell me about yourself and what you can do for our company.
Correct. That's it. And that's all that matters to them.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's
what value do you bring?
Yeah.
Basically, that's all that matters is what's the value you bring to the company.
And I really,
and how can
really
we profit
think,
off of you.
I think you could have gotten the job that you have now without your bachelor's degree. But
it's a possibility.
I think it's a buffer for you because you have it, but that's because you're not good at presenting yourself.
Yeah,
I think if you're good at presenting yourself and showing yourself as confident in what your skills are, I think that values equally to having a bachelor's degree.
I mean, I made the website and they love the website and everything. So, yeah, no, I get you. But, like, that was presenting myself rather than me actually presenting myself because I'm not good
because
at that.
To me, it's like once my company is, you know, big enough to hire people, if someone presents to me, oh, yeah, I have a bachelor's degree. bachelor's degree and be like, yeah, I went to college too. I learned absolutely shit. Tell me more about yourself.
But let's say, okay, here's an example, right?
Yeah,
so here's an example. Let's say you graduated college with a marketing degree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say that. And you're what? Let's say when you graduated college, how old are you?
23.
22. All right. Let's just say 22 years old. Mm-hmm. You graduated college with a degree in marketing, right? Now, you apply for this job, and the employer gets your resume and everything. You just graduated college.
Okay. Just.
But now there's also another person who was, applied for the job, let's say, who doesn't have a college degree, but has been doing marketing and doing YouTube and doing all sorts of social media things and has some sort of proven record that he can prove, hey, this is what I've done for all these different businesses and these different companies and whatever. And let's say he's the same age, but he doesn't have a degree.
Yeah.
But now he's got all that experience and actual value that he's provided for other companies.
Yeah.
As a company, who do you think is gonna be more of a?
They'd be stupid to just hire someone off of a piece of paper.
Yeah,
right.
And that's the thing. What you were saying is they don't even check. Employers don't check. You can say you graduated from Harvard.
If I could go back in time, I also don't think I would have rushed my degree as much, even though I didn't rush. But no. I was at the time that I was in college. I was like, I have to graduate early or I have to graduate now.
You did. You were like that. Very, very pushy.
But it's also because, I'm a perfectionist. I always have to push myself to be... I'm my worst critic.
Yeah.
So I think I would go back in time. One, I would go to a community college because it's stupid that I was like... We're also, shown to be... don't go to a community college. Like, that's the losers, the rejects, the people who don't want
to
go.
Can I jump into that, though? Because I did go to a community college for the year that I was there, and that's why I'm a 5-year senior.
Okay, but wait, before you say
go ahead.
You're the type of person who doesn't get involved with anything.
Correct.
You didn't get involved with any clubs.
Correct.
Or anything. And community colleges do have sports, and they do have, clubs and stuff
like
that.
Some do, yes. No, I agree.
They don't have a football team, but they still have baseball and stuff, and you can still make friends and stuff.
I agree. No, I agree.
So, before you go to, I went to community college, but you literally only went, drove, parked your car, went to class, came back to your car, and went home.
That's, yeah. I mean, she's telling it as it is. I mean, yeah, no, deadass. Yeah. I mean, I made a few friends, and I actually met up with a guy that I went to elementary school with in my health class, and I sort of became a little bit friends with him, but not really, I mean, going to a community college was a waste, but at the same time, it wasn't, only because I got paid to go. Because my FAFSA, my financial aid, actually paid me to go to college.
But why wouldn't you go?
I made $1,000 for 2 semesters.
You know what? Yeah. I will kind of take back what I said, too, because community colleges are a different demographic.
I was just about to say that, because when I was in the classes, these teachers, they're teachers and they're professors. They want to teach, obviously, but at the same time, I feel like they didn't have the pizzazz.
But I'm also
but who's going to community college?
Correct.
People with kids.
That's the thing.
People with kids or people who didn't make the cut to the public or private or whatever school.
Yeah.
And obviously the public colleges accepts everyone.
No,
because
exactly.
It doesn't matter who it is.
You can literally
go in and sign up for classes.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as you have...
But now, you I think that's a great option because now you're not spending as much money.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're still getting that college kind of life, sort of. But if you decide in that year that you're there, maybe you didn't spend as much money as if you would have gone to a public or private or whatever.
That's the thing is, a lot of people go to universities, too, for the parties.
Oh, 100%.
For the football team.
I didn't go to the parties. We went to one football game out of our 4 years, right? One?
No, I went to two.
Okay, well, I went to one. I went to one whole football game. I wish I would have gone to more.
It was always
but
it was
a hassle.
We were always working.
It was always a hassle to go to a football game. So, yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, but that's you guys, though. But, there's a lot of people who love to do,
a
big social,
They're huge.
I'm all for that. You know what? And I wish we would have gone to more,
I think so, too, honestly. I think because, we worked too much to get that college experience. We were too... focus on work when it's like, what is work doing for us? Why aren't we doing these experiences? Why aren't we meeting these people? Why aren't we making these connections?
Well, I mean,
you did at your sorority and stuff, but I'm saying
mostly leadership. I honestly, if you are going to college, I would so get involved with SGA and leadership and
absolutely.
That over anything.
That was the only thing I was involved in, and I loved it. I loved everybody.
Yeah, because I brought you into it.
I agree.
Ryan was actually not doing well with his grades, so he needed to take a minor to boost up his GPA so he can graduate. And I was like, oh, I well, have the class. Perfect minor.
It wasn't the minor. It wasn't the minor right away. It was a class. And then it became the minor.
Because you needed to graduate with a minor degree.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So exactly. I was like, here you go, Ryan. You should take this class. I love the professor and everything. And the professor knew who I was. It was like, oh my God, you're Ryan or Andrea's girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you are.
Whatever I am, I tell you.
So I gave you a little bit of brownie points
oh,
there.
Oh, no, absolutely. Because if I wasn't in there, I wouldn't have graduated college when I did. I was way behind, even though, and that's the thing too, we can go off of that. What does college tell you? Because college doesn't tell you anything. They don't tell you how to graduate. They do. They give you a little bit of lineage, like a little bit of paperwork, but they don't tell you, hey, you need to take this class, and then you need to go to this class, and then you need to go to this class. They tell you that. But what they don't tell you is when these classes are offered, you know? Some classes aren't offered the semester right after the semester you took the first class. So what are you supposed to do? You're shit out of luck, and you have to wait another semester. And yeah. I think that's absolutely crazy with colleges. Yeah, they want you to graduate in 4 years, but sometimes they don't have those classes for every single semester, right. You know? Or at that campus, me and you had to go to Davie many times, many, many times for our degree, because that was where the art classes were. You know, so, right. But they don't tell you that right when you sign up for the art classes. They don't tell you, oh, hey, these classes are only offered in Davie. They don't tell you that right away.
Well, and that's the thing is people who go to college, 3 out of 4% of people don't have a job.
No.
And don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they expect these people to travel?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not only FAU. There's so many other colleges out there who expect their kids.
You know, yes, I know. But you also got to remember that, you know, there's a lot of colleges that are big metropolitan areas. So there's a lot of busing, public busing. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
like
true.
That. No. You know, you guys got to think outside of Florida, where we need a car to get freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's very true.
Yeah, so there's definitely public transportation.
Like,
you know.
NYU is all throughout New York.
Right.
Literally,
so.
Subways,
but they can take the subway
trains,
everywhere.
Taxis, all that stuff.
Which is also something else that you have to think about, too, is how small is your college, you know? Because that goes back to networking. That's part
yeah.
of the reason one of my cousins was going to go to a big school up north, Penn State, pretty much. But the college was so small, had no football team, not that many people. So that means you're going to be surrounded by the same exact 20, 30 people for your four years.
And you don't want that. You want to experience different people.
I mean,
and talk to,
you can't tell people what to
do. I mean,
you.
No, you can't. But
you can't tell them what they want and don't want. But you all have to think, you know,
do
are those
you
20, 30 people going
to
help me pursue something or grow somewhere? You know, it's more of like, to me, like going back, college is all about networking.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about talking. One day one of my professors is like, hey, does anybody know anybody who knows how to do video or video editing? I have this project and I just don't know how to do it. I was like, hey, I know how to videotape and I know how to edit and everything, and I landed my first internship just like that.
Boom, done, easy.
Then they hired me for the whole entire summer. Then they extended my internship, and then I met the president of the education of FAU, and then I started working for her, and then I started taking all these classes, and then I had everything done for me pretty much till graduation just because of that one time of opening my mouth.
So obviously from someone with a job and no internship experience, internship over job, question mark?
I think, yeah, have an internship, but you don't need to go to college to have an internship too.
Correct. I agree with that. Yeah, no, that's true.
Because going back to having a business, budget kind of for your kids.
Yeah.
I think 18 is too late to start a business. I think 16 is, I think that's even still too late. Whenever your kid wants to start a business, they should start it. If it has to be under your name till you pass it down, whatever. But I think 16 is like the perfect age, even for them to just start thinking, what is it that I want to like start, you know?
Okay. Yes and no. But the problem is, it's starting them young like that. It's because they don't know the value of money.
Sure.
Yeah,
kids in general don't know the value of money.
Oh,
they don't
absolutely.
Know what it takes to make.
There's people my age that don't know.
You know
the value
because
of money.
Hey, I want an Xbox, okay? And then parents buy them an Xbox. They don't know that it costs
$300-$400
for an Xbox and how many hours they had to work in order to get that Xbox.
Correct.
They don't know that exchange of value. You know what I mean? So I think that's what you have to teach them early on.
Yeah.
You know, is the value of money and the value of time and what it takes to
absolutely.
Make that money.
And that's something that schools don't teach.
No,
schools
you know,
don't teach
they
you the
don't
value
teach,
of money.
And that's the problem. Like
they
when
don't
you guys
teach you
graduated,
how.
Did you know how to balance a checkbook?
No.
Hell no.
No, did you know how
She's,
to write a check?
She doesn't know how to write a check still.
Yes, I do know how to
okay,
write a check.
Okay, now you do, but a few years ago you didn't.
Yeah,
it was me
but
writing
that's
a
what
checks.
I'm talking about. Like, you know, like
you don't.
You're not prepared for the
well,
real
and,
world.
Yeah, and it's true because people are going to say, Oh, you don't need a checkbook. If you're buying a house, you need a checkbook.
If you're doing anything,
yeah, you may not use it often, but you do need it for once in a while.
But I think also people don't know how to open up their own credit cards.
That's true.
And this is something that is not talked about. And this is something ever. But you know what? This is also something that schools need to teach people to have an open conversation with their parents about. Because there is ways that their parents can put their names under their credit cards if they have a good credit.
To build credit. To build credit young. Right. Yeah.
So by the time they're 18, they can apply for a credit card and have a good credit score already.
Absolutely.
So this is something that schools don't teach you about. I just recently learned about that. If I would have known, I would have had an open conversation with my father. Hey, Dad, can you put me under your credit card?
And that's the thing.
I mean, which you did, because you had me under your
credit card. Yeah, I did. I started you. By the time you went to college, you actually had a credit card and everything else. So you already started building your, you know, FICO score, basically. And by the time, you know, I was teaching you what I could.
Kids don't know that.
No, there's people
our age who still don't have a credit card.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I went to college my freshman year. My dad's like, hey, make sure you get, like, a student credit card. And I'm just like, a student credit card? Well, there was a BBT on campus, so I got the student credit card. But my dad also wanted me to get, like, store credit cards and all this stuff. And I was like, why am I just going to shop at those stores and have those credit cards for that store? I don't really shop there, you know, type of thing. So it was weird. But it was just like, okay, well, I'll get this student credit card. The student credit card really didn't do anything for me, you know. It was a rewards card, but was it really? It had a $400 limit. That's it. And it wasn't going
any
higher.
But it doesn't even matter about limit, because it's all about how do you use the card.
Well, no. I mean, yes, but no, because it kind of does matter about limit, I think, because you're supposed to keep it under that 30%. So
exactly.
You can't use
it. So it's
that
all
much.
About how you use it.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's about management of credit and money and things like that, which, again, you don't learn.
No.
I don't even know you guys learned that in college, to be honest.
No.
Unless,
no.
Even
nothing.
A business school or
nothing.
Whatever, you know, right? I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely, but. No.
Mm-mm. We learned about Steve Jobs and other people, and this is the reason why I changed my major, because I originally went into college to be an entrepreneur, which, when you think, literally the word entrepreneur is starting your own business, starting it from your own idea.
Yeah, why are you going to go to
college? So why would you
that?
Go to college? So that was my reason. It really flipped a switch when I was in the intro to business class, and I was like, I did not learn anything new about this, about businesses.
No.
Our professors loved me.
Oh, the supply and demand. It's like, hello, common sense.
And to me, with a college degree in business management, entrepreneurship and administration is all about working your way up a business and eventually becoming the CEO or owning a franchise of a Papa John's or something. That to me was more of what people were going to college for.
Yeah.
Was like learning the supply and demand and everything.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I took accounting twice. Took accounting one twice and I didn't pass. So that third time is going to be three times the amount. So that's why I switched my major. But it's like, wait a minute. Why the hell am I taking accounting? This made no sense. I'm in marketing. Why was I taking accounting? Because I didn't even want to do, you know, accounting by any means. And they make you take that class.
Yeah, and
they make
you take accounting too.
You have to have that mindset, that understanding and all this stuff. And they didn't really teach that in class. I tried taking it online. And, that's just a
nobody's holding you accountable. Besides, I mean, your parents. My parents never really cared.
Yeah, no.
Not in a bad way, but, like,
but,
you know,
no,
it was up to me. It was my decision to go to college, so
I had to
I
had to go, and that's how
I
was taught up.
You didn't have anybody holding you accountable, but me being in a sorority, we had to meet our standards.
That's
we
true.
We had to have good grades, or else we weren't allowed to do anything. So, like, that to me... There was times where my grades were flunking and they had to call me into a meeting and say, hey, what's going on? Like, right, you need to go to tutoring. So that was something that I also kind of valued from a sorority, but also hated. Because I was like, oh, let me just, like, I will get my grades up. Like, stop worrying about me. But I also really want to talk about, so, like, how do you, like, does it make you feel uncomfortable at all? Like, knowing that Julie and Giovanni are just starting their business?
No, it doesn't. Because I think that you have to fail. You really do.
Yeah.
I honestly, like... You can't be spoon-fed, and if you have to fail. I failed. Everybody's going to fail, and failing is part of learning. That's the biggest thing. If you don't fail, you're setting yourself up, basically, for a huge, huge failure then later on in the future.
Yeah.
You have to start failing.
And this is something that I'm saying. You just have to read and learn about other people's stories. Look at Starbucks.
What about it?
You don't know about Starbucks?
I mean, I think I do, but...
They've received so many no's.
Yeah.
Until
they
build
their
own business.
That's right. That's right.
And this is the thing, is with your own business ideas and stuff like that. I know we're just talking about business ideas, but it doesn't have to specifically be a business idea. But to me, it's just like, why go to college and then go into a job straight after, because that's all you have to do, because you need to start paying off your student loans and everything.
Yeah.
If you can just graduate college, you have this idea, work a part-time job or something to get the money to start your business. Because now going back and thinking about it, I wasted so much time. And to me, time is money.
Absolutely.
You know, time is money. For any type of business, it's going to take time.
Yeah.
I also do freelance videography. I do weddings and all that with Ryan.
Hi.
That also takes time.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
One, because the more you do, the more you're learning.
Yep.
Building your clientele. Everything. If you cut hair, it's all about, you know, building that clientele. Once you have that clientele, you're set.
You're set. You're good. You know, you're going to bigger things.
But once you get that four-year degree, someone else already beat you to that idea, you know? Someone already beat you to where you wanted to be in life because you decided to take a different route.
I mean, and that's the thing. In order to pay for my...
But I'm also not saying don't go to college. No. Because you go to college if you want.
I mean, if you really want to.
Well, you... Again, it goes back to... Look, there... The same way in college, the same way in business. There are some people who are all about doing their own business, creating their own business, doing their own thing. And there's nothing... You know, there's nothing wrong with also the people who are like, hey, I just want to get a job, get my bills paid, and I'm good.
There are people like that.
You know, and the majority of people are like that. That's
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
like
that's what I'm saying. But it's okay to be like that, too.
Of course. Absolutely. No. It's whatever you think, whatever you personally think is best, it's best for you. And absolutely, there are people, you know, like, you know, I do it both ways. I try to do things on the side, but I also have my, you know, steady income that comes in no matter what type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way I choose to do things because I know, like, hey, my business is not always good. At least I've got something steady always coming in no matter what I do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Of course, like I would love to be 100% on my business, but I can't. You know, that's just the way it is.
Until not at eventually, this point in time.
Yeah, exactly. Until eventually, you know, you just got to work at it, right?
But that's the thing that's crazy, right? I started my business about 3 months ago. I've learned more starting my business on my own than I have any time else within college, high school.
It's all about the experience, I think, right. On the hands-on experience.
No one taught me how to make an LLC or told me, like, I need an EIN. I, like, am still teaching myself, like, what that is and paying taxes. Like, there's so many businesses out there who I know are doing it illegally. And I know because I've created my business to be legal that now I'm like, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong.
Is it really a business, but, you know?
Yeah. Well, one, they're illegally selling licensed products. Two, they're probably not paying taxes. And three, their businesses are not registered. So it's like, you're doing it wrong, but nobody's told them that.
Correct.
I guarantee you half the people out there in the world start to, and I'm saying this from my personal experience, we do video production.
It's not a business right now. I mean, it is.
Did you know if
you
make more than $600 in a year, you have to pay taxes?
Supposed to.
So it's like, people don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, if you count it as a business, I mean,
it is a business.
Yeah.
If you're receiving money from somebody else.
I mean, if you go back to high school, like when you guys were in high school, for example, you know, if you were the student that wasn't going to go to college, what was the route that you were able to take?
See, for me, it would have been straight into video production. And that's exactly what I wanted to do.
I think he's saying for the other students, not just us.
No, I'm saying in general for students.
Students.
So if you weren't that student that was going to go to college, let's say, you were that student that was like, dude, I just freaking graduated. Thank you, Lord. I made it by the hair on my chin.
Yeah.
And okay.
Then
what? Like, so in other words, what is there for you or what was there during those 4 years of high school?
Exactly.
That set you up for after that? Like, that's what I'm asking you. So what was there at your high school?
Nothing.
Not at our high school anyway.
But that's what I'm saying, is we live in such a judgmental world that if you don't go to college, you're pretty much a failure.
Well, you're looked down upon. I wouldn't say you're a failure.
I know. I'm saying that's what people probably... I mean, I could be speaking about my own, like, judgmental feelings about myself. Like, maybe people would think that I'm a failure. But maybe people don't actually think that. But I mean, around here, that's how I feel.
I feel like people look down on you if you don't go to college. I mean, I get what you're saying.
But
that's,
at the same time, I do want to bring light
Yeah.
that trade college is still a good thing. if you want to be a truck driver, do it. Like, that is a freaking awesome business.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you start getting your money and start owning your own trucks, you're getting fucking bank. Well, excuse my language, but...
Here's one of the things, you know, that I think is very important, right? Because you got to think, we're coming into an era where a lot of things are being automated. All jobs are being automated. A lot of things are being automated. So, is your college degree gonna be sufficient enough in the age of automation? Let's say there's a whole new thing that's coming up, right? Yeah. You're going to college to study for, I don't know, data processing.
Yeah, and it's whatever all, it is, outdated stuff that and, we're not even in that age.
And
anymore.
All that's being automated, that you know. So what is it? You know, what is it going to be for you that basically that's going to be there? Like what, you know,
what did you learn that's still going to be useful? Yeah,
valuable for this time.
You know, because those jobs are going away. All those automated, everything's going to be.
Well,
you know,
that's another thing, right?
Where I think trade jobs, you know, the plumber, the electrician, you know, those, the carpenter,
that
like
can't be
those
automated.
Won't ever be automated and won't ever go away because people need to do those jobs.
That brings another question too. If there's not going to be cashier jobs anymore, everything's becoming, you know, just self-checkout. What happens to those people?
Right. Exactly.
So do they have to go to college and get a degree?
Not
in something?
Necessarily. That's when you got to put on your, you know, your thinking cap and be like, what can I do to create my own version of business, basically, and my own income? What can I do to, like, get me to that next level? Well, I don't have to work for anybody and work as a cashier. You know, but the problem becomes, again, is that not everybody's cut out to do and go through the motions of failing in business, because that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to start, you're going to fail, and you got to keep going and keep going and keep going.
You have to have that correct mindset
right.
to understand your failures rather than, oh, if you fail, you're done.
Like I'm done. Okay, now what? Yeah. I tried, but you know, it didn't go so well. So now what do I do? You know, go back to trying to look for a job as a cashier or whatever.
I think
whatever.
I can.
Like,
I think
you know.
I can thing. You know, like, yeah, try.
It's not easy. It's not easy once. Whatsoever. You know what I mean? But, again, those more and more, we see less cashiers, you know, at registers or
that's,
like...
And I always think, I'm like, so what happens with them? Like, those are, one, less jobs for people who don't have college experience or have any experience at all. Like, what happens? Like, what is their next step?
Yeah.
Because there's not another store that they can go to and be a cashier. So it's like, okay, what values do... So I guess it comes to the point of, like, what values do these people have? And you know what? It also... I guess it's everything... Everybody has to start a business. To me, that's just what it is. I feel like there's a business for everything.
And there is. I mean, today... I mean, you guys are so lucky that you have all these tools now... That can make you guys self-sufficient in everything, like in marketing and sales and like anything you want to do. You have all the tools available at your hands, you know.
Even for free on YouTube. People are telling you word for word how to start your business
but,
on
you know,
YouTube
but YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you know, you name it. You can make money. And everybody's making money on those things. Mm-hmm. And that the thing is, you know, I didn't have those tools when I was your age.
Uh-huh.
You know, we didn't have any of that. It was either college or trade. That's it. And that's all you did.
There was no social media.
There was no other way to really make money, you know, or even get my business out there. Whatever it is I'm doing, because that's the thing. You can do whatever it is. I don't know. Sell whatever. Like, literally do whatever the hell you want. And there's a place for you to find business and people to buy your stuff, you know, whatever. That's the beauty of what you guys have available today, you know. And I think that's what people need to do, in my opinion, is just take advantage of all that's out there, all those tools that are out there.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like, look at these people's paintings.
Oh.
You don't think, like, I know I judge people. Not saying that I judge people, but I always thought, why would you spend $40,000 on a college degree to be a painter?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. People just start painting on TikTok, selling their paintings for $80,000.
Yeah.
That to me was like...
But even if it's $10, even if it's $20,
you're
making money off of your art, your creative art,
exactly.
Your whatever it is you're doing, you're actually making money off of that. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a market for everyone. And that's what I think it's an invaluable lesson at this moment, you know, in time.
And to me, and when I go back to college with networking, I always think it's who do you know? That is the thing. So, like, for me, college is valuable. If I want to be the biggest, you know, camera woman person, and like, I want to work in Hollywood. Of course, I'm going to go to the one with, you know, the main Hollywood producers, because it's all about who you know. So I'm going to go there, and the main thing I'm going to do is meet these people.
So, yes and no. I agree with you in one point, but here's the thing. Back in my day, yes, that's what you needed to do. Go to college, and then you go work at the studios, and then that's how you kind of intern and learn the ropes and things like that. Today, you have freaking cameras on your phone. You have cameras anywhere. I mean, you can literally create your own movie, put it out there for people to see, the whole world to see, without going to a studio, without going anywhere. You literally create your own version of what you want to be right at your fingertips. The laptops, your camera. I mean, everything is, you have it at your fingertips. Yeah. You don't need anybody. That's the thing. You don't need anybody.
Absolutely. Not anymore.
And it's the thing that, like, is really, is awesome and also kind of annoying, because people who do go to college, look at us, we went to school for video, right? People on YouTube who are main celebrities and everything, they get their own movies, they get video producers and everybody coming up to them like, hey, you want to write a scary movie? Look at Shane Dawson, he was in the middle of writing a freaking scary movie.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and it's like, the only reason that he is getting this opportunity is because, one, he made YouTube videos, he spent that time to do YouTube videos. Two, because he has millions of followers. Hmm. Look at all these people making makeup lines. Oh. Addison Rae. Did not have any makeup experience or go to school for cosmetology or biology.
But because she built the following on TikTok, now she's making, you know, $5 million a year or whatever it is at 15 or whatever her age is.
And look at
So what I'm saying is there's no excuse.
Exactly. I watch a lot of paparazzi type videos. I don't know why. They just...
She's been watching him so much lately.
But, I'm just like, oh my goodness. The paparazzi even asked Addison, like, hey, when are you going back to college? She's like, you know what? College is always going to be there. This time right now that I'm living, it won't be here forever.
And that's smart of her, because she has the stuff right now. I was going to say shit. But she has the she has the stuff right now. Like, you got it right now. Take advantage of it. Take it.
Of course. And that's what I'm saying. Like, she's young enough where she can do whatever she wants. And she's put away enough money, I'm assuming, because she's making bank.
Yeah, she's fronting the Kardashians.
So, so she can do whatever she wants easily, and go ahead, live it up, do whatever you need to do, do whatever business is coming to you, because that moment's not going to last forever. That's the reality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've seen that right. In social media before TikTok, there was Musical.ly, you had Musical.ly stars. Okay, where are they now?
Right.
They took advantage of the stuff, but where are they now?
We talk about that all the time. See people who are like, dude, you have it in you. Like, do it. Like, if you don't do it now, you're going to die off and nobody's going to care.
Yep.
But you have to be persistent. Yeah. It's all about being persistent and being consistent. Those are two main things that are going to make you successful.
So, if we wanted to wrap this up, how would you do it?
I would say,
if you're going to college, what are the things to take advantage of when you go to college?
So, if I was to go back in time and go to college, I think it would... this question's so hard for me because, like, I think I did exactly what I needed to do in college for my personal self. But if I was to go back and be somebody who is college really for me, I wouldn't go. I would not go. I think.
So do you remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yeah. We had multiple conversations about that. And, I mean, there was even times throughout college where even now I'm like, sometimes, is this really what I want to do?
Yeah.
Did I waste all that time? Like, do I want to... There's times... And you know what? And I'll just say this quickly. I went to college. I got a full-time job doing exactly what I wanted to do. Commercials and everything. But it became to the point of even what you said. I was doing the same thing over and over and over again. The same type of videos over and over and over and over again. To the point where I was like, I don't want to do videos anymore. I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I'm bored. And if I was doing my own freelancing work from the beginning, I'd be like, I don't want to do another car commercial. I want to do a bathing suit commercial. I want to do a wedding. Oh, you want me to do a wedding 3 times in a month? Oh, sorry, I'm only going to take 2. Like, I have that choice. But because I decided to get the degree and I don't have the clientele as much as I want to be able to decide what I want to do, that's just the choice that I made. And
that's what you're taking on.
Exactly. Yeah. So now I'm changing my life and I'm young mm-hmm. enough to be able to make that decision. Mm-hmm. And I will leave it off with this. I read something on TikTok, actually, where this girl, she was the same age as me, and she got fired from COVID-19. And someone said, like, something, because she was like, this was my dream job, like, I worked so hard, I went to college and everything for this degree, and someone said, good, you had your dream job, like, what else was there in life that you were going to be looking forward to? Like, you made it to that position, now what? You're 22 years old and you had your dream job. And I felt like that was where I was in life. I had my dream job. I was doing TV commercials, radio spots. What else would a 22-year-old with a college degree want to do? Like, what else would I be looking for? Now, my next job, I was probably not going to do TV commercials or radio spots and work with iHeartRadio and, like, WPTV and Sinclair and Comcast and everything. I would have been felt left down. Like, wow, I was here and now I'm here. So I was already at that top. So I feel like now I have to take a step back and be like, okay, so now what do I want to build for myself? Like, I've already lived that experience. I went to college to live that experience. I lived that experience of having a full-time job. Now where do I want to be?
Okay.
So I guess going back, I would really, really think about what is it that I would get and decide from there.
I'll end my get part off, I guess, saying, like, going back, like, I think I would still go to college, but at the same time, I think I would do stuff differently and get more network and more involved. Like, yeah, I have friends and stuff from college a little bit, but not as much as I wanted to and really involve myself, because I was that person that did just go to class and did just, you know, go back home and go to work and stuff like that. It was very routine. And now I have student debt for it. And but I mean, I am, like we talked about, I am liking the job that I'm at. I'm having a great time. I'm doing different things.
So it was worth it.
But it was worth it for me in a way. You know, if I had that experience, though, of that 4 years, who knows where I could be? I don't know. So, you know, if I took my experience from high school and said, hey, I'm not going to college, but I'm just going to keep freelancing and videoing and doing all and photoshopping and making stuff, I don't know. So I feel like, yeah, college is for some people and college isn't for some people. It's that simple.
And I mean, no judgment to either way.
No judgment either way. You do what you want to your life. You go on, and that's how we figure our lives out.
Figure your life out.
Literally, yeah. That's what we did. And we just want to help everybody out with that. You have anything else to say?
I mean, I would just hope that, you know, parents would stop pushing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, like, you think of your child and you want to make sure that they do the best and, you know, they hopefully do better than you.
You can't in define the future success.
And things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're setting them up to, like, this illusion that they're, you know, oh, was my God, they're going to go to college. They're going to be making millions or whatever. They're going to be the best of whatever. And I just think that.
I will say, if you would have been persistent in me going to college, I probably would have not had wanted to go.
And that's the thing. We know people that, I think one more thing, we know people that parents push stuff so hard that
they end up failing
or they end up rebelling against what they're pushing against. So
they
don't
go to class or anything.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they go to college, but they don't go to class. They don't, you know, follow up with anything.
Right, which is what happened to me.
Yeah.
Your parents forced you?
They wanted me to go to college, so I went to college, you know. But I spent most of my time not going to class, playing pool, you know, doing whatever it was, straight playing up. Freaking arcade games at the, you know, in the common area of the college or whatever. And then it was like, oh man, I got to go to class, you know. But mm-hmm. it was like, why am I here? You know, mm-hmm. it's like, and again, it goes back to like taking those classes that I already knew what. I already knew those skills, basically, from high school, so I felt like I was wasting my time, you know?
Yeah, which we can talk about in a part two. I feel like there should also be, like, levels within college. Like, you should be evaluated.
Evaluated? Like, to where you're at?
For, like, video, you
know?
Yeah,
but, you're talking about a business that doesn't care whether you stay or not. True. That's the reality.
All right, guys, so I think we're going to end this with college is a business.
Yeah, college is a business, but I mean, I don't also want to end it like that. Like, I want people to know, like, if you go to college, do it for your best of ability.
Always.
Like, research exactly what is it that you want to do for college. Like, what is your specific path? Like, is it networking? Is it just getting good grades? Is it getting your dream job straight after? Like, what is it that you want to do?
You're 17 years old, maybe 18 years old, going to college. You're not going to figure your life out right there and then.
No.
So.
Oh, and that's another thing. If you don't know what you want to do in college,
that's okay.
No, but don't go.
Oh,
don't rush into going. Like, there's so many people I know who are like, I don't know what I want to do. And I'm like, why are you here?
They graduate undecided. There's people
we know that graduate. So you wasted 4 years of not knowing what the hell you wanted to do.
And to me, applying for a job that says undecided is kind of like...
And you're confusing yourself if you go.
Yeah.
You know, then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to try this out and this and this and this and this. Like,
I know people who got their degrees in like nursing can't even see the sight of blood. But they got a nursing degree because their parents made them, or to become a doctor because their parents make them, because they have to live up to the standard. So I guess let's end it because we're going to keep going.
I know.
Don't live up to a standard. Only create that standard for yourself.
And live up to yourself. Your standard. How about that?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Figure out what your standard is. And I get it. You know, you want to listen to your parents and things like that. But ultimately, it's your life and you're going to live it. And you got to figure it out yourself, and that's the only recommendation I can give. And I know parents will give me shit for it, but I just think, you know, you as an individual need to figure it yourself out.
Yeah, I think do your research, do what you love, and, I mean, everything else will come.
That's it. All right. Well, I'm Ryan.
I'm Andrea.
I'm Julio, the dad.
Thanks for figuring your life out with us. We hope you enjoyed this conversation, and
I hope you figure your life out.
I do too.
With us.
Have a great day, night, whatever it is. Share this podcast with everybody you know and love.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.